this evening, today, but also in the past days, they showed real, true statesmanship, commitment to the stability and unity of the country, commitment to strong Afghanistan and prosperous and peaceful Afghanistan for the future. This is a very good signal, and this is a good day for Afghanistan.
That was the Secretary General's Special Representative for Afghanistan and head of the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, Jan Kubis, congratulating the two candidates, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah and Dr. Ashraf Ghani, for the breakthrough agreement at the news conference last Saturday evening in Kabul, Afghanistan. For weeks, both candidates had requested a full investigation of serious and credible allegations of fraud and urged measures that would separate fraudulent ballots from valid votes. The UN mission had shared these concerns and supported an extensive and thorough investigation and audit. The agreement between the two candidates came after almost 2 days of talks, which at various points involved U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Jan Kubis.
There were serious challenges in relation to the elections, and today we are happy to announce that due to two sets of agreements between both candidates, with serious efforts and genuine efforts in part of Secretary Kerry, Ambassador Jan Kubis, and with the cooperation of my colleague, Dr. Ghani, we have a technical agreement, which was explained in details earlier by Secretary Kerry. We also have a framework of national unity government once the ballot papers are cleaned.
Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, one of the presidential candidates addressing the media at the news conference. The electoral impasse stemmed from concerns raised by Dr. Abdullah's campaign over fraud committed in the presidential election second round runoff on June 14. The agreement will see every single ballot cast in the runoff audited, some 8 million in total, with audit taking place in the capital, Kabul.
Both candidates have agreed to abide by the results of the audit and that the winner of the election will serve as president and will immediately form a government of national unity. We anticipate that this process will take a number of weeks, and UNAMA has requested that President Karzai and Afghan electoral institutions postpone the inauguration date to accommodate this request.
In his remarks at the news conference, Dr. Ghani emphasized the importance of the audit.
We've committed to the thoroughest audit in the history of any election in the developed or developing country. 100% of all the ballots will be audited, thereby removing any ambiguity regarding the transparency of the process or our accountability to the will of the people.
The audit plan includes monitoring by international observers. The UN Special Representative Jan Kubis said that to make the audit a success, the speedy arrival of the international observers would be needed.
The United Nations is here to support, to provide assistance. And this is what we will do as regards this truly unprecedented, absolutely unique, intrusive audit that will be launched tomorrow. But to make it a success, I would like to appeal notably to international observers' organizations, to the European Union, to the National Democratic Institute, to other organizations. Send as quickly as possible observers to augment the teams that are here.
A day after the announcements, the UN mission forwarded the agreed audit framework and procedures, including an audit checklist, to the country's two electoral management bodies, both of which will play key roles in weeks to come as Afghanistan's presidential elections draws to a conclusion.